The Cathedral Choral Society in Washington is opening their 74th season with Handel's oratorio, The Creation. This will be on Sunday, October the 18th at 4 p.m. It's my great pleasure to have one of the soloists in the studio. This is bass Kenneth Kellogg, who actually is a D.C. native. So welcome back to the area and welcome to WBJC.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'd like to start with the text because we know that this was one of the wonderful works of Haydn that came out of his London experience.
Correct.
And so I know that it is bilingual, either German or English. Are
right.
you in fact using the English version?
We are using the English version, yes.
And the texts then are biblical, but also interestingly Milton. So tell me about marrying those two styles of text.
It's interesting because I started learning the German first because I didn't know if we were doing it in German or English. And once I got the information that we were doing it in English, I was so relieved because I could connect with it better. And we've all know the story of the creation. You know, most of people know Genesis if they don't know anything else about the Bible. And you know, this work is based on, I think, Genesis and Psalms and, as you said, Milton. And it's broken down into three parts. The first part is about the creation of the universe. And the poetry of it is so beautiful. And I think that comes from the Genesis part of it. And the second part is about the creation of the animals, living beings on Earth. And some of the poetry is absolutely stunning. And I think the third part is the Milton element, where he talks about Adam and Eve and their birth and their creation and into the world.
So you're mentioning about the third part with Adam and Eve and all the rest of it. And I know that Haydn's own choice was to have the bass doubling as the sort of narrator slash angel and also as Adam. Is that what is happening here?
Yes, yes. So the first part, the first two parts, my character is Raphael, and he is, you say, as an angel, and he's commenting on the creation, you know, the 6 days of creation. And in the third part, he doubles as Adam. And you get this humanistic element of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, you know, enjoying the creation of life, enjoying the things around them.
Now, you've really made a great start on your operatic career. And this obviously is an oratorio.
Of course. So
how much of that kind of characterization can you bring to something that is a staged performance versus one that is actually with all the scenery and costumes?
I mean, as a singer, you try to express the words, and their words in, you know, in an opera, and their words in oratorio. So that's my main goal as a singer, is to bring life to the words of a piece. So it doesn't matter what piece it is, as long as there are words that I can express. That would be my goal.
And the music of Haydn, of course, what is not to like?
Stunning, of course.
This is Haydn's oratorio, The Creation. It's opening the 74th season of the Cathedral Choral Society at Washington National Cathedral. That is on Sunday, October 18th at 4 p.m. More information is on the website at cathedralchoralsociety.org. I've been speaking to one of the soloists, bass Kenneth Kellogg. Thank you so much for coming in. Have a great concert.
Not a problem. Thank you.